Hey guys, how's it going?
All right, we're gonna go away from that. Bring it over to Ramses, who's gonna talk about something. I don't know.
Okay, so I have a couple of would you rather questions for everyone. Could you start an Anchor account and then send us voice messages? So that would be neat, and then we might be able to play them in our next episode.
We want to hear your beautiful voices.
First off, would you rather carry a heavy backpack with a light load or a heavy load with a light backpack?
Probably the first one.
Heavy backpack with a light load.
Yeah. Because then I just like open it up and then take the light stuff out.
And would you rather save a person with high buoyancy that doesn't know how to swim or a person that knows how to swim with low buoyancy?
Person who knows how to know.
Probably
high buoyancy.
High buoyancy.
You can automatically float, and you don't have to.
You just drag with them.
Yeah, and you don't have to like paddle the whole time.
Yeah,
you don't get tired.
You guys should be keeping tally in your head.
Can I please do my political thing?
Evan,
that's gonna be the last part of the podcast.
So would you rather love?
So they can leave on a good note.
Yeah. Would you rather love a chunky person who had a very great personality or a pretty skinny person who was just like downright absolutely terrible?
This sounds like Spanish class today.
What?
This sounds like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, senior bully is so weird.
Definitely the chunky.
Yeah, chunky.
Personality.
How would you have a conversation with someone? Like, you're just talking to them.
Then
there's chunky.
That's so random.
Okay. Chunky, come.
Okay, you can stop.
Okay, so
Two more.
Would you rather either be a great hyper-realistic artist but only draw cartoons, or be a great cartoonist but only draw hyper-realistic art?
Hyper-realistic.
Who
draws cartoons?
Yeah, I agree.
Because
imagine a hyper-realistic cartoon. That would be crazy.
Also, if you're just a cartoonist, you can't draw hyper-realistic.
Yeah, so.
In like Wile E. Coyote, whatever it's called, when an anvil gets dropped on their head, imagine that, like, but super realistic.
Oh.
That would be really good animation.
So
it wouldn't be gory, it would just be like, it would just hit his head and then he'd be standing there dazed. But imagine that, like,
okay, so like a Wile E. Coyote version of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Hopefully he looks good though.
Okay.
It looks good now because, you know, they erased the teeth.
Meow.
Meow. That better be in the movie.
I think it is still.
Yep, and so would you rather be a smart person that's extremely ugly, or a ugly person that is like...
Never mind.
Redo that.
Okay, a smart person who's ugly,
or
a dumb person who's like, beautiful. Yeah. I'm obviously the first one. I'm ugly and smart.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
It's just what nerds are like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, like, I didn't finish. But would you rather be smart person or very ugly, or ugly but very athletic?
Very athletic. What does it have to do? Okay.
I mean, you said that smoke people can't be athletic.
Most people that I know at this school,
because
it's true.
Because
Quincy's
absolutely
right. Okay, so.
I'm questioning now.
Evan? We're not doing Evan yet. Evan's at the end.
No,
I'm gonna go to Shane.
I'm not just doing
okay. I guess I'll talk about
okay, and one last one before Shane starts. So, there's this philosophical question of if a tree falls in the forest, doesn't make a sound, but would you rather make a very large sound if it falls in the forest so that you know, or whether it fall in the forest and you would never know in your life?
Very loud, because then you can do something about it.
What would you do about a falling tree? You'd be like, oh cool, a tree fell.
Tree planted. No, just take a picture.
Save the trees, and then you send it to Mr. Beast.
Just send it to Mr. Beast.
You're welcome, Mr. Beast.
Okay, and
you need to play
one last one. This is the
you just said one last one.
This is the real last one. So would you rather be a great photographer that took terrible pictures of things like wars and what's it called? Refugees and economic depressions, or would you be a really terrible photographer that takes pictures of beautiful things like models, sculptures, art,
Probably the first one.
City skyline.
Probably the first one because like negative things that happen in the world are like much more remembered than
this. It sounds like a Norman Rockwell. Like, did you see the Norman Rockwell exhibit at the museum here?
No,
you should go. It was super cool.
Okay, and I'm serious. This is the very.
Okay, no.
Okay, so I guess I'm gonna be talking about the XFL.
What is
It's like the new football league with better rules than the NFL.
Nice.
Because like instead of doing like in the NFL you do one point conversion, like after you score a touchdown, you do 1 and 2 point. But in XFL you also have 3 point conversions.
It makes the game
much higher stakes.
Oh, that's
and
pretty clever. That's
also,
like an oil well.
Houston has a new team, the Roughnecks, which is an oil term.
Ooh, it appears they're undefeated.
They're undefeated.
The
other
XFL made?
Huh? This year.
Oh, okay.
And there's only two games so far.
What does the X stand
I have no idea.
For in XFL?
I think it's Extreme.
Extreme football.
Hold on.
Extreme.
Oh, sorry, that is horrible grammar I'm typing. Extreme football. I was right.
Yeah.
Ah.
Amazing spelling.
But the footballs, like when a team has the football is their team's colors. It's really cool. But yeah, there's the DC Defenders who's also undefeated. And then there are really bad teams like the Tampa Bay Vipers and LA Wildcats who are 0-2.
Like,
okay, you know what? I'm gonna have to root for the Houston Roughnecks because
they're Houston
live.
And
yeah.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
Wait,
but,
who? Wait,
the one listener in Virginia.
Yeah, well, like who
would
be playing for the teams?
Huh?
Because
like a lot of people. I don't know.
A lot of
people.
Like
hundreds
of
people from
just
college.
Just random adults that are
like,
you know what,
like,
I need to
once
get
out
of
college, do they have to choose XFL or NFL?
They don't choose.
Do they just get drafted?
Yeah, they just get like drafted.
I'm trying to
figure out,
like,
get a letter or something.
If they aren't in the NFL, which means they didn't get drafted. Which means they wouldn't be
yeah, that means XFL is just kind of a backup.
Exactly, it's a backup.
But
then who would want to watch
I think XFL, well, it's actually really fun. It's like really, it's much better than the NFL because NFL is kind of slow and the scoring is kind of,
Also, when
I've
been watching a football game,
XFL is
like
really action packed.
Why do you always win?
yeah,
I know.
It's
they just run straight into the guy.
Yeah, there's like a gigantic group of people, and then there's an open field that you throw
yeah.
it through and it, play.
And
they just
run straight into them.
And also, whenever they throw like 3 feet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
so
weird.
Annoying.
And
but,
and whenever the people are coming, they could easily just like run around. So
yeah.
Easy.
Well, okay.
You
can
break everybody's ankle.
Right. I could because I'm short.
And it's
but,
so,
I mean, you're just gonna
no, I just like.
And I don't know why there's that one guy that's right next to him, like, run, let me run the ball, and he's just sitting there,
sprinting
around,
right,
and then he gets
right
sacked.
Right.
Like, what the heck? Just do all something
right,
with
on
your
on to Chirag.
Wait. Didn't the NBA All-Star game?
Oh, yes,
happen?
Yes.
Yeah,
this
All-Star
is my segment.
Yeah.
This is my segment.
Oh, okay. Other than
so,
politics.
Yes, politics, and that's at the end. And that's when no one cares. Really.
And that's why
yeah,
I cut it
that's when they just quit the episode.
No, don't cut it out.
Turn it off. Yeah, so NBA All-Star weekend. I don't think anyone cares about the Rising Stars game.
I don't really.
Or the skills
that.
Challenge, really.
Honestly, okay.
But
isn't
the
it just
the
dunk contest?
Yeah, the dunk contest.
The dunk
okay. Aaron Gordon was robbed. That's my opinion. That's the only time I will ever give my opinion. Aaron Gordon was robbed.
Don't ever give your political opinion, Evan.
Okay, fine.
Especially
I
on this podcast.
Because
if you start giving your opinion and I
yeah,
disagree with it,
Shane's gonna.
I'm
yeah.
really strongly.
Shane's gonna go there.
Okay.
Also, okay, so. Forgot his name. What's his name? Oh, Derrick Jones Jr. Derrick Jones Jr. won the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, yeah. And then the three-point contest, which is kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
but they added a new thing to the three-point contest where it's like there's an extra point where
yeah.
it's just one ball. It's like 30 feet away or something.
Oh, wait. Also,
and it's 3 points.
Speaking of NBA All-Star, do you know who Lily Singh is? Like Lily Singh? So
no.
like she did this oh, it's really dumb. It was like this
okay,
NBA
wait,
All-Star roast.
Wait, Chin, I need to give my opinion again.
No.
I was rooting for Team Giannis.
Oh, okay.
Because I like Giannis. I'm a Bucks fan. They're my second favorite team.
Yeah, second favorite team.
Woo,
second favorite team.
Go.
Let's go. You run up.
Woo, run
Except up. I'm glad because the Bucks still in first place this year because they have Giannis and Chris Middleton and Pat Connaughton. Because oh yeah,
Pat.
Okay. Wait. Can I do my political thing now? Wait, I can do my political thing now, right?
And I have to add a political part at the end because
no, it's my political.
No, it's at the end.
This is the end.
All right, I'm gonna talk about the coronavirus.
We've been talking about the coronavirus for weeks now.
No one sends this joke. Okay.
Yes, no one sends them.
Coronavirus is super serious.
Yeah.
Yes, so, except I'm going to say one, it's not very insensitive at all.
Ramses.
But
Ramses?
Earlier
Ramses?
I was No, it's not insensitive. It's not insensitive. But I feel like we should go and get it's called tech support for China. They should go get tech support for China because a virus was an active virus was detected.
Wow.
So, coronavirus, the people on the cruise ship, some of them are starting to leave.
Oh, yeah, and more people like reunited with their
families. Yeah, people are reunited with their families.
That's good.
And then China gave out an order that people with the coronavirus, this is really messed up, they can kill, they have orders that they can kill them.
I think it's too early to do
It's euthanasia, so it's painless, but still.
I mean, I
disagree with that. I think
it has gone more from the SARS epidemic.
Yeah, but it's not that much. It's not as bad as like what the swine flu, which went crazy.
Well,
and
at least
the worst one
in
this millennium.
At least it's not like the black flu.
So a bunch of companies are getting infected, including Apple. Including Apple, like there's gonna be less iPhones made and all that stuff.
The iCure.
One more thing to add, though.
A bunch of companies are getting infected.
Yeah, there's this first
infected affected.
Yeah, well, inside of the coronavirus, the first 180 people. It was spread. Yeah, 138 people that were diagnosed were actually infected inside of the hospital that they brought the initial infection.
Yeah, and of those people were the healthcare workers and the other patients that were in the hospital.
But they weren't even
wasn't
all.
Wasn't there a cruise ship that people had to stay on?
Yeah, there
was
a couple
Italy?
People.
Was
10 people. No, it was in China or Japan.
No, wasn't it Italy going to China, though?
No, it's a world cruise.
Yeah.
It's going around the entire world.
I would have sworn it was Italy, though. Italians.
Yeah,
and then they get the coronavirus.
I saw
some
138 people that went into the hospital.
Any reason you blame angry boots too while we're trying to record?
I'm talking still. It's
millennial.
Not like it's a video.
Stop. All right.
But they were all infected in different parts of the hospital.
Rian's going to talk about his part, whatever his part.
No, that was it. I have nothing else.
Okay.
Evan talks about politics.
You guys are just desperate to not let me do this.
No, I will let Evan do politics. Right,
no respect.
So, Trump told 16,214 lies in office, and Obama only told 12. So, those of you affiliated with Trump, if you like people who are
don't
I'm not being opinionated. I'm saying people who are honest.
I heard that after the Super Bowl, he tweeted, like, congratulations to the whole state of Kansas.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah. And that was just, like, Kansas City's in Missouri.
I don't know why they would name Kansas. I don't even... Okay, the worst part about it is that they named a state. I mean, like, they did a city named after a state. Like, who does that?
New York City is in California.
And then they give it a football team.
Imagine New York City was in... California.
Yeah,
Paris is in
Texas.
Yeah. Oh,
it is.
It's
in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, it's a
different
Paris in Texas.
There's also
Egypt.
Oh, yeah, there's an Egypt, Texas.
There's also a border, Texas. I don't know why I feel
kind of
saying that.
Because
it's a fun word.
Yeah, border.
Chill.
I have a stress ball at the burger. Okay, Evan.
Yeah.
Humble.
Wait, I can do political things now. Yay, let's go.
And I'm going to sleep.
Trump.
Okay, so there's a
different part.
Honestly, though. Okay, just stop.
Sure, guys.
I'd rather listen to politics.
Before listening to Evan's boring politics, hear a word from our sponsor, Anchor.
There's a Democratic debate tonight, and tonight is February 19th.
I'm gonna watch it.
Why is that important? Okay.
Because it's the first time Michael Bloomberg is gonna be in a debate. I think he's a robot though. Because
I don't think I care.
And
did I ask?
You know, I
have in front of me the Iowa caucus results. In first place was Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana.
Wait, seriously? Oh,
yeah.
It's usually Sanders. Oh wow, that was only by.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's really close.
Yeah, but Pete Buttigieg pushed 13 delegates. Okay,
Really close.
Bernie Sanders got second. Elizabeth Warren was third.
No, there's Bernie.
Joe Biden fourth, and Amy Klobuchar got fifth. And
honestly,
then
did Trump make it in?
This is Democratic.
Oh yeah.
And then the New Hampshire primaries, Bernie Sanders got first.
Yeah. Okay.
Buttigieg second, Klobuchar, and then
Warren. Isn't like New Hampshire like 4 electoral votes in the presidential election?
Dude, I'm a nerd. I don't know that.
Wow.
Quick political joke. So if any of you parents have teenagers
joke.
Who won't take out the trash or mow the lawn, all you need is Mike Bloomberg because he'll get it done.
Okay, that's actually good.
I'm pretty sure Mike Bloomberg is just a robot.
I'm once again asking for your financial
support. I want to doubt it.
Yeah.
All right. Bernie Sanders is once again asking for your financial
The support. Nevada primaries, or caucus, or whatever is coming up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know
Wait,
that.
When is it?
Oh, wow, Evan, you don't know that?
No, when is the Nevada
caucus?
Wow,
I can't believe it, Evan.
Silence.
That's so surprising.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Evan doesn't know something.
Is what?
Yeah, but there's a debate.
It's canceled. Now it's canceled.
But that's the Republican.
I hope it's canceled so Evan doesn't talk about it.
No, the Republican caucus
but then,
in Nevada
we'll
is canceled. But
okay,
we already know who's going to get the Republican nomination.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Obviously. He's probably going to win too.
Yeah, he probably
I wouldn't be surprised because like, if he won last year.
Okay, if we have to
last
flee to
year?
A timeshare in Canada,
last,
I call Tom.
Last election, whatever. And why would we get a timeshare? Timeshares are such a scam.
Is anyone else getting those ads for Invest Canada on YouTube?
Right, is anybody else getting
really?
Those ads for the Amazon FBA?
Is anybody getting those Charmin ads? My Heine's clean.
Oh, yes,
I'm Charmin clean.
Is anyone
getting
my
I'm getting them like crazy.
No, yeah, I'm getting so many.
I'm getting the I am once again asking for your financial support meme a lot, and it's so funny.
Nice.
Okay, that'll be a wrap up to our podcast.
It will?
Wait, how long was this one?
Long.
That doesn't matter.
And-